Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, support for Catherine Connolly is now at 44%, according to the latest presidential poll from the Business Post and Red Sea. Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post, joins us now. Daniel, just bring us up to speed on what this latest poll has found.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. So we polled literally 2 weeks ago, and at that point, there was an 8-point gap between the two parties, or between the two candidates, Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly, with Catherine Connolly in the lead. Our poll published last night shows that Catherine Connolly now has an unassailable 19-point lead over Heather Humphreys. She's now at 44%. Heather Humphreys unmoved at 25%. Jen Gavin's numbers have held up somewhat. He was at 12% in our previous poll. He's now at 10%. But the undecideds are still quite high. There were 27 last time around. There are 21 now. So there still is a cohort of people yet to make up their mind, or have clearly decided that neither of the two candidates that are on offer are for them. So I think what we can expect out of this is a pretty comfortable victory for Catherine Connolly. She may even win it on the first count, given the way transfers may go, or not even the way transfers may go, but just given if her vote turns out, she will likely to get over that 50% threshold. If it does go to a second count, it's quite clear that Heather Humphreys will not pick up the majority of Catherine Connolly's votes. They are splitting pretty evenly, and that obviously suits...
Of
Jim Gavin's votes, my apologies, yeah. Catherine Connolly will benefit from that. So it looks pretty much all she wrote for Heather Humphreys. Her campaign has been pretty poor all the way along. She's underperformed in pretty much every media outing that she's had. She hasn't connected with the electorate. And Catherine Connolly has successfully, I think, unified the left behind her, but also presents herself as that heir apparent to Michael D. Higgins. And that, despite some weaknesses in that argument, she has managed to land that quite successfully.
Are you surprised that Jim Gavin coming in at, is it 11% when undecided voters are excluded?
Yeah, so I'm not so surprised, given, I suppose, we have seen and heard from within Fianna Fáil, particularly a kind of a stubborn insistence that they will vote for the Fianna Fáil candidate who's still on the ballot paper. And also, as well, it's quite clear from a lot of people they are using the Jim Gavin, or the presence of Jim Gavin, on the ballot as some sort of a protest. They don't want to necessarily just spoil the vote. They want to, I suppose, use the Jim Gavin as a means of marking their protest, i.e. that they are not happy with the other two candidates. So I'm not surprised that figure had held up. I suppose it just goes to show that, you know, this has been a pretty uninspiring campaign. You know, it's been pretty dull. Hasn't been that exciting, despite his exit. And ultimately, most people feel I think quite frustrated that the number of candidates is quite low. The field is quite narrow. And there are probably a lot of people feeling that neither of the candidates that are remaining in the field speak for them or resonate with them in any sort of way.
Daniel McConnell, Business Post editor, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Now.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.